Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, Woodard Week concludes with a look forward to some of 2017's most anticipated albums.
Yep, the new Dropkick Murphys is going to be amazing.
Woohoo! All right, so this is kind of a sad day, Patrick.
It's Friday.
Friday's good. We like Friday.
And oh, but it's the end of Woodard Week.
You know, and by the way, speaking of Friday, let me just say this. We're looking at the awesome listenership for Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yeah.
And we're really happy that people listen. They do actually listen every day.
Isn't that great? The listeneration is fantastic.
Yes, we get good numbers. I mean, if you define every day by Monday through Friday,
that's right.
Your good numbers. And then it like completely drops off on the weekends. And we thought that was a little bit curious. We thought maybe the weekends would be the time that people would get caught up on the show.
Just binge it, man.
But I guess they can't wait. And they listen to it right when it comes out.
Right.
You know,
it's like a multivitamin.
Yeah.
You take one every day.
So that's good.
That's
very
good.
People are listening to it immediately. They can't wait. You do that, right, Adam?
I drive to work every day. It's a perfect 15, 20 minutes of perfect drive time commute into the office.
That voice you heard was Adam Woodard because he's been hanging out with us this week for what we're calling really cleverly Woodard Week, not Wooderson.
You just got to keep living, man. LIVIN.
Woodard Week, yeah. You are listening to Rockin' the Suburbs. I am Jim Lenihan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
And I'm that guy, Adam Woodard.
All right. And Adam, in between your intern duties for Rockin' the Suburbs, you have been looking at some records that might be coming out later this year, 2017.
I have.
And so I think the three of us are each going to talk about records that we are kind of excited about coming up, right?
Yeah, coming up pretty soon, actually.
So one thing that really stood out to me is I've been a big fan of, you know, great guitar players, singer-songwriters. And for someone in my generation, a younger guy, John Mayer is definitely a guy who stands out. I think he's one of the best guitar players, if not the best guitar player from my generation. The way he can bend the strings and play through across multiple genres. He's done his own solo thing. He's done the John Mayer Trio, where he plays with Pino Palladino and Steve Jordan, and a great power trio. If you haven't heard any of their stuff, I highly suggest listening to it. It's some great different. They switch it up. They do a lot of covers. They've written their own songs. It's some great songs there.
Those are big time players.
They get together and it's an absolute power group, which leads in perfectly to this. So I saw John Mayer for the first time when he was doing his Where the Light Is tour, opened for himself with an acoustic set.
Nice.
Played the John Mayer Trio in the middle and then played his full band in the third part.
Wow.
He's doing that again for the tour he's on now.
Okay.
For his new album that's coming out this year, The Search for Everything. And he's releasing it in waves, which I think is kind of cool. And it's an interesting way in the digital format to do it now, to get people excited, releasing it in bits and pieces.
Interesting.
And I'm not sure if it's for every show, but when I got my ticket for the Verizon Center show coming up in a couple months, you get like a free download code for the album when it comes out in its whole. But he released four songs already for it in Wave 1, as he called it. The single for it was Love on the Weekend, which is a pretty solid pop song. If you think of John Mayer and some of his big songs, you would listen to that and think, all right, this is right in his wheelhouse. Which is interesting because he's kind of done a lot of different things his past couple albums. After Battle Studies, way back, he did these two other albums that kind of got into the folk kind of sound, which I wasn't expecting when I got the albums at first because I saw John Mayer new music and it was so far from anything that I could have thought it would be. But going back, I remember we were talking off air about one of those old Crossroads episodes he was on, and he talked about, you know, they were talking about his future and what he wants to do. He wants to do an album that's, you know, a man finding peace, I believe is what he said. And that kind of sounds like what this is, where he's really getting away from branching out and getting back to who he truly was as a pop rock kind of singer and guitar player. And I think the first song that he released on Wave 1 is a great representation of who he is as an artist and his, you know, kind of creative songwriting, but also just solid pop songs that's kind of got a bit of a jazzy groove and a great guitar riff.
Same it seems to me, 'cause you've been gone. I'm growing older, but I still can't seem to get you off my mind.
And I do believe I feel you all the time.
Like, that's peak John there.
Nice,
like,
man.
That is John at his best. He's bending the strings in those little openings where he can, where he really gets creative with his guitar playing, where he still has that same kind of rhythm going. And also, one thing he's been really great at, creating songs that are still going to be like big for the public, that are still going to get airtime, that are still going to get play.
And the dude's tone is immaculate, man. Yeah. His guitar tone, you can tell. I mean, like, reminds me of Mark Knopfler, right? When he used to play in the 80s and 90s, the dude would play like one note on an album and you would know immediately who was playing guitar, right? And I kind of feel the same way about John Mayer. Yeah. He plays like two, three notes. That's John Mayer. Can't be anybody else, right?
Yeah.
And it's interesting the dude played with the Dead.
I was really struck by that song structure there. That was really different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So that album will be coming out here in a couple of months.
So it comes out in waves.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Wave one.
So this was wave one.
Yeah. I think that's really interesting now that the whole idea of like album release can be pretty much whatever you want
Let's redefine that, right? Yeah. It can be anything from a complete surprise. Oh, Beyonce's album's out now. Nobody said a word about it. Or release it slowly in waves, or I think the songs we're going to talk about, maybe you put a lead single out and then the album comes out.
The more sort of traditional way. But like, didn't Kanye West with Life of Pablo put out a version and then like update the version or something like that? It was like redone. So,
or like Frank Ocean sort of put out sort of a video thing and then all of a sudden the album came out. It was kind of a distraction to the real record.
And then J. Cole just comes out and then just drops it in the middle of the night when no one's expecting throws out a tweet with the iTunes link and no one's ready for it. And everyone goes nuts the next morning, man.
Adam's the only one awake in your basement, Jim.
But, you know, it's not like the old, you know, record store days of like Tuesday.
No.
The new album comes
out. Lining up at Penguin Feather,
there probably was a radio single to kind of like generate some buzz, and then the album comes out and everybody goes and buys it. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's take a little break, and then Patrick, you and I are going to talk about a couple of albums that we're looking forward to coming out today. I think, right?
Jim, I don't know about you, but I'm a relentless reviewer. I review everything.
Well, I know you used to review like records and shows and things like that, right?
Now I review like chicken and toasters and like fungus cream and everything. I just review it all the time, and I think that people should, you know, review our podcast.
They should.
Why not
give it a better review than the fungus cream, hopefully?
This is good fungus cream.
Well, I mean, if you need it, then you would give it a good review. Exactly. I suppose. Yeah,
it's your time of need.
But hopefully you value our podcast in sort of a different way.
You'll need it in a different way, probably more regularly than fungus cream, let's hope.
Let's hope so. Or may need to consult people beyond our, you know, depth of knowledge.
That's right. But, you know, I gave 5 stars to the fungus cream. I think 5 stars for Rock in the Suburbs.
I think that's very good advice, Dr. Patrick. What people can do is they can go on to iTunes.
Yes.
Find the show, search Rock in the Suburbs, or hopefully you've already subscribed, so it just comes right up.
Yep.
And then you can just click the 5-star button. And if it'd be really cool, too, if while you're there, you actually write like a little review of how much you like the show.
That'd be great.
Both of those things really help us. It elevates it in the iTunes platform. More people then discover the show. We build audience.
Immensely helpful.
And building audience will help keep the show going. So please, do that. It's totally free. It's just a nice thing to do for us.
And if you want to mention fungus cream, go ahead.
All right. Let's never say fungus cream again.
Good idea.
Okay, so we're back in the basement, and today I think there's a couple of records coming out that we were looking forward to, right?
Very much looking forward to the new album from the Dirty Projectors. And I would kind of say, so Dave Longstreth, who's been the creative force behind the Dirty Projectors for a long time, maybe it's been going on for a couple of years, has gone through a breakup with Amber Kaufman, who used to be in the band. She's put out a solo album recently. But Dave has basically made his blood on the tracks, right? This is his breakup album, you know, where Dylan sort of chronicled his breakup with his wife, his first wife. This is kind of Dave's big heartbreak so far in his life. He's put out a couple singles from this record. I want to play a little bit of something from a song called Up in Hudson. And you can pretty much tell by listening to this tune that the dude's in pain and he's working through it. And he wants to move on, but man, there's still a lot haunting him.
The first time ever I saw your face, laid my eyes on you, was the Bowery ballroom stage. You were shredding Marshall too, and I knew that I had to get to know you. Why don't you pack your clothes, move to Brooklyn on your own, and join the band, come on the road. We talked for like 2 minutes, but I had a feeling something awkward but new between us, something strong and appealing. And we both had girl and boyfriends blowing us up SMS, but we both knew a mood like this so strong would be wrong to suppress. Felt like it bore the impress of destiny out in the minivan in New England.
So there's kind of setting the stage of how he met Amber and where things were going, but it doesn't turn out too well. But an incredible song, man. He's mixing all kinds of different genres, I think, right there, and all kinds of different influences, right? He's playing around with beats and he's playing around with guitars. You'll hear a little bit of guitar on the other song, Little Bubble, that's out and has shared some really interesting videos. He's moved to LA. He's grown a beard. You know, he's kind of a different person now and he's ready to move on. And I think this is going to be a really big breakthrough album for a band that's done some really incredible stuff.
Just such interesting stuff all the time, yeah. You know, that you really have to admire today that they're just, you know, always putting out these really intricate sort of songs that you can tell a lot of thought goes into them. And, you know, it really captures your attention. You know, you can't like not pay attention to that. And you have to go back and listen to it again to see what you missed.
The layering to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what I thought was the most impressive.
Yeah.
Is there's so many different things going on in the background where his voice carries and he's hitting a lot of different notes. He's going up and down the level, but then there's that layering behind where there's all these new sounds coming out of nowhere, where there's that subtle little drum beat going in the background with all these different sounds coming in as well, that I thought was really impressive with that record.
Yeah. And it invites a mood and it invites deeper listening too, but it's also kind of a heartbreaking story, at least the few songs that I've listened to. So we'll see if it's really
spoiler alert.
Yeah, man, it might be a full on blood on the tracks kind of emotional situation. So we'll have to see. Maybe he'll make his desire after he finishes this one, but I'm really looking forward to that. That's out today, Jim. So,
So you'll find out.
That's right.
And that's always the interesting thing about an advanced single.
Yeah.
How does this relate to the album, right?
What's
the rest of
the
album like? Yeah. So that leads me to this.
Yeah,
because,
what do you got?
Well, first of all, let me ask you this before we move on to mine. Are there other albums of 2017 that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know that Beck has a record coming out and gosh, it's been a long time, right? Since he's put a record out. I think, Adam, you were saying earlier, since he won Grammy for Album of the Year, right?
Think, yeah.
Been a long time. I know Granddaddy has a record coming out. It's been a long time since they put something out. The Shins, I think we're talking about.
You're right. They
have a record coming out. I know Spoon has a record coming out. Somebody told me that Jesus and Mary Chain
really
have an album coming out. Yeah, believe it or not. Some of the people that we know are going to put out albums. Ty Siegel has like 4 albums coming out this year. Anybody else, Adam, that you're thinking of?
Some new age stuff that I know that's coming through. Drake's going to be coming out with a new album
right.
as well.
Okay.
Logic is a rapper that I'm really into from the from the DC Maryland area. He has these deep, intricate albums where he's talking about stuff that he's seen.
And you said Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran's got an album coming out. Yeah, he did the same thing like we talked about with John Mayer earlier, where he released 2 songs off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Castle on the Hill and Shape of You, I believe, are the 2 songs that he released.
And I think Nickelback's got a new one coming out too.
Sign me up.
Okay. And maybe Gorillaz.
Oh, no, Gorillaz. No. Yeah, don't even joke about that. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. I love Gorillaz. Okay. So here's my album that I'm looking forward to. So much so that I almost, although I didn't pull the trigger, I almost pre-ordered, which I never do.
Whoa.
Because I always like, what's the point of pre-ordering? Just wait till it comes out.
But these days it'll show up on your doorstep like the day.
It will.
Right.
It will.
9 a.m. It'll be there.
Yeah. I actually did that with the Bastion Pop album. I pre-ordered it on Amazon and they delivered it the release day. So I guess I shouldn't say I never do that.
Yeah.
But I almost did it with this band because I just didn't want to forget because it was a band I was unfamiliar with.
Well, that's a good way to do it too. You like the band, you're thinking of it, right? You can hit a couple of buttons and boom.
But it comes out today, so I'm sure I'm going to buy it. So here's what happened. So I just discovered not too long ago that on Spotify, they have this thing called Release Radar. Mm-hmm. Which is every Friday, they basically create a playlist for you based on new releases that came out that day. And, you know, sort of based on your listening habits, other stuff you listen to,
right,
and what you might like. So on Fridays, I put that on and I just put it on shuffle or whatever. And I just kind of listen to it as I'm doing work and things like that. With the idea sort of like, well, what will, you know, sort of break through the clutter and capture my attention? And that's what happened when I heard this song.
The top of the pond, the rain dropped and it shook my whole world apart. Went for a swim just to see if he was out there to find. I'm sure he's there, but seems like all he ever does is hide. If he were like me, we could be happy. But clearly we're too different. I guess that means it's the end. The way you talk to me makes me feel like just a friend. I might be wrong, but at least I'm sure that you're not.
Can we both borrow that?
Yeah.
So that band I was not familiar with is called Dude York.
Dude York?
Dude York. They are, I come to learn, out of Seattle. I don't have a ton of information about them because there's not a whole lot about them on the internet.
Good.
Because they seem to be a pretty young band. If you look at the photo here,
yeah,
I'm holding up, they're pretty young kids. And they're on the Hardly Art label, which is a good label. And the album is called Sincerely. That song was called Tonight.
Yeah.
The album is called Sincerely. It comes out today, February 24th. You know, I think you'll agree with me. That's a song that just jumps out of the speakers, right? Mm-hmm. I will be honest with you. Listening to it again and again, which of course I did, there's a little bit of kind of a teeny bopper element to it that makes me wonder, like,
yeah,
is it really for me? I don't know. Even as you know, get older, you appreciate, at least I do, like music that sort of takes you back,
yeah,
to when you were younger,
yeah,
right? It takes you back to that youth idea. So yeah, I think that's okay.
Yeah, very
right?
cool.
Yeah, yeah,
definitely a little glam in it.
I also feel like when you listen, you can tell that it's like there are like young people playing it. And also a female lead vocal is something that doesn't happen enough,
right,
with rock bands, I feel like, especially today.
Amen.
So I'm looking forward to that. I want to hear if the rest of the album is like that.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah. The other album I'm really looking forward to, which comes out in April, and there's one single out there already, is the new Pornographers.
Ah, yes.
Record. And if you get a chance, you know, it's like every new Pornographers release, they actually are really good at this. They put out an advanced single that you like,
yeah,
it just so catchy.
Totally,
you can't,
slays you.
Yes,
yeah,
you can't stand it. You can't wait for that album to come out, right?
Exactly.
And so their new album is called Whiteout Conditions. It comes out in April, and the first single for that, go find this, is called High Ticket Attractions.
You can imagine, all the factions,
factions
that form around High Ticket Attractions. High on the spirit,
optimistic,
after the flame, baptism, your feelings.
It's a nice song. Very nice. All right. Dude York, Dirty Projectors, and John Mayer.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what we're looking
Motley looking
to.
Crew right there, yeah, of bands.
See him up.
All right. So please let us know if there are things you're looking forward to.
Yeah. Love to hear what you guys are looking forward to in 2017.
Yeah. You can do that by emailing us, rock@suburbspod.com. You can also tweet at us or post comments on our Facebook page. Both of those are at Suburbs Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call our Suburban Party line, which I never know the number for, but now I have it, and it is 612-440-1984. So leave a message there, because that's what we really, really like, because we'd like to hear your voice, and then we'll put it on the show.
That's right.
All right. What else are we forgetting? Oh, yes. You should also listen to the show.
Every day.
There you go. Every day. Adam, feel free to jump in.
Just like I do.
Give me some help.
That's right.
How can folks follow you, Adam?
At Adam Woodard on the Twitter machine.
Okay.
Adam period Woodard on the Instagram if you want to get cool with it. Yeah. I'm going to start posting more pictures of the new vinyl that I found.
Oh, that'd
stuff.
Be great. Yeah.
So I'm going to try and do that at least once a week, usually on on Wednesdays. Vinyl Wednesdays is what I'm going to try and start doing.
Maybe you'll have some photos from this recording.
Maybe I will.
No one wants to see that. Okay. All right. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks for listening to Woodard Week. It was a lot of fun.
Much fun.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you very much for the invite.
If it goes well, there will be a Woodard Week 2.
Don't tease me like that, man.
Woodard Week 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Woo.
Exactly.
Rolls
okay.
off the tongue.
I'm Jim Linehan.
I am Patrick Foster.
And signing off, I am Adam Woodard.
Thanks, Adam. And we'll talk to you all later.